Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Classic streams.
It's early evening, some hours after the trial of State versus May Grant adjourned, as Perry Mason and Della drive towards the Grant home to help celebrate Dory's 6th birthday. We'll join Perry and Della in a few moments. But first, let's go to the apartment house on Baker Street, where Kitty DiCarlo has been living under the watchful eye of Anna B. Hurley. And let's join Mr. Frederick Apt, prosecutor, as in the corridor outside Kitty's apartment, he stops to admire himself in the hall mirror, shifts the package he carries to his other arm, removes his hat, makes certain his hair is combed smoothly, then...
Just a second.
All right.
Huh? Oh, Mr. F. Well...
Good evening, my dear. I'm not disturbing you.
Oh, no. I wasn't expecting company.
Ah, you look very nice.
Oh, you've seen these hostess pajamas before.
Indeed I have. Indeed I have.
Mm. Oh, please, come in. I was just surprised to see you. I forgot my manners.
Oh, thanks.
I'll take your coat.
Thank you.
And that package.
Oh, no, I'll just put it here on the table.
All right.
Well, I'm glad you're alone, my dear.
Mm-hmm. It's nice. I mean, being with you.
Hmm, cozy.
Hmm, very cozy.
That's why I hate to... Oh, let's sit down, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
And, my dear, I think it's best if you sit beside me.
On the couch, Mr. Abbott?
Why, yes. I have some, some rather unpleasant news for you. No, it's nothing too important, but still disturbing.
What news?
Come, sit down, huh?
All right.
There we are.
Are you comfortable?
Very comfortable. And this is pleasant. Very, very pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Now,
sometimes I resent the affairs of the world. I really do.
What?
Well, those affairs intrude.
Oh.
But we have our duty.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how unpleasant our duty, we mustn't shirk it.
What are you trying to tell me, Mr. Hatt?
Yeah, about unpleasantness. Sorry, I have to tell you. This day of all days.
This day?
Oh, I know where your thoughts have been all this day, my dear.
You do?
When you were a little girl.
What?
You didn't think I'd forget her birthday. I never forget a date, my dear.
Oh.
I remember saying it on the record.
I've tried not to think of it.
No.
I try not to think of Dari at all.
Poor lady.
Oh, it's sweet of you to remember.
I'm a most considerate man to some people, my dear.
Mm.
As you shall learn. For instance, you know what's in that package?
No.
Ice cream.
Ice cream?
Well, sure, but actually. And little cupcakes.
How nice.
Nah, I like cupcakes. I thought we might have a quiet celebration.
That was thoughtful of you.
No, but that isn't all.
No?
No, I brought an extra special treat. We can have the sherbet and cupcakes as sort of a party for your daughter. Then, a little later on, that is, if you aren't too tired, there's a bottle of sparkling burgundy in the package.
Well?
I'm a most considerate man, my dear. You've behaved yourself beautifully. You deserve a celebration, too.
Oh, you're a surprising guy, Mr. F.
A thoughtful man, Mr. Carlo. Does my idea of a pleasant evening please you?
Oh, but just a second.
Yes?
What about that disturbing news?
No, oh, no hurry.
I know, but... Just
we'll make us some coffee first, huh?
Well...
I'd like some coffee.
Okay. Maybe I'd better put that other stuff on ice.
No, it isn't necessary.
Well, the room's warm. The ice cream is...
Okay. I had it packed.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Dry ice.
Oh.
Now... Let's have some coffee. And then, shall we talk?
Oh, honestly, this is the nicest birthday party I've ever had.
Oh, we're glad, honey.
It's the nicest present. Oh, Mr. Mason, if only...
I know, Dory. Everything would be just perfect if your mommy were here. Hmm?
Yes, that's it.
Well, I have a little surprise for you, Dory.
Oh? What?
Maybe I better help Bill with the coffee. Hmm? Here, I'll just take our cups.
What's the surprise, Mr. Mason?
It's a record. A record that you can play on your phonograph.
You want more coffee, Terry?
Yes, please, Della. I'm giving the record to Dory now.
Yes, I'll be right back.
Where is your record player, Dory? Hmm?
Over there. Is it music, Mr. Mason?
You wait and see.
All right. Can I play it now?
Yes, of course. It's yours.
Can I put it on myself?
Well, if you'll be extra, extra careful.
I will.
Oh, just a second, Dory.
Yes, Mr. Mason?
You understand, don't you? I mean, you understand why your mommy can't be here with you.
Well, I know she can't.
But you understand she is thinking of you and wishing she were here with you.
I wish she were here too, Mr. Mason.
Mm. Well, maybe we can almost have her here.
Like magic?
Something like magic. Now, you play the record, honey.
Hello, darling.
Mommy.
Happy birthday, darling.
Thank you, Mommy.
Mommy wishes she could be with you, darling. But I know that Daddy and Mr. Mason have explained.
Yes, Mommy.
And I know that you had the nicest party and the nicest present.
Yes.
And that you and Mr. Mason and Stella and Daddy had the best ice cream and cake. You didn't let Daddy eat too much, did you, darling? Did you? You've got to take care of Daddy.
I will, Mommy.
And Daddy and Mr. Mason and Della, they'll take care of you.
Yes.
And, Dory, I want you to know Mommy's thinking about you. That she loves you.
I love you.
Did you know that I was making some new clothing for Manuel Jr.? I have been so very busy, I haven't finished, but you'll get them tomorrow or the next day. Here? No, I've got to say nighty-night, baby. And happy birthday. Let's sing it, hmm? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dolly. Happy birthday to you. Good night, darling.
Oh, Mommy. Are you going to see Mommy tonight, Mr. Mason?
Well, yes, for a minute. We're going back to the... We're going where she is and tell her about your party.
Will you take her a big kiss for me?
Oh, sure. Come on, give me...
Bend over so I can reach.
Oh.
There.
Hmm.
Why, Mr. Mason.
Do you mind if I play my record again?
No, you go right ahead.
What was the kiss for, Perry?
Take back to May.
Oh. You had a real nice idea, Mr. Mason, you old sentimentalist.
Oh, now, Della.
Sending me out shopping while you had May make that record. I know you. But it was real considerate, Perry. Very thoughtful.
Ah, you say that to all your bosses.
I think Dory had a very good idea.
Hmm?
Bend over, counselor. You deserve a nice set.
Oh, saved by the bell.
Darn.
I'll get it, Bill. Mr. Grant?
Why, no, I'm...
This is the Grant house, right?
Why,
I check the address.
All right, this is the Grant address. I'm Perry Mason.
Perry Mason? Oh, our lawyer.
You've got a message from Mr. Grant.
He'll do. You can take this message.
What?
From Mr. App. Special greeting from Mr. App. See this? This piece of paper says for Mr. William Grant to deliver the child known as Dory Grant to court in the morning. You want I should read the fine print, or you got it?
I got it.
Okay. Birthday party, huh?
Yes, the child known as Dory Grant.
Yeah? Well, happy birthday.
What was it, Perry?
Greetings from Mr. Abt. Greetings and a birthday present. He subpoenaed Dory.
Oh, Perry. That child. That poor baby.
Do you know what he said, Della?
What?
The man said happy birthday. All right, Della, let's go deliver Mr. Rapp's present. Yes, Mr. Apt is a most thoughtful man. A man who thinks about his duty and his ambitions. And who is letting absolutely nothing stand in the way of getting May Grant convicted for murder. Even if it means dragging an innocent, vulnerable little girl before a grim court of law. Well, join us tomorrow, won't you? It's 9 in the evening, more than an hour after the close of our last episode. As in the conference room of the city woman's prison.
Oh, there she is.
Yes.
Thank you, Josie. Hello, Mr. Mason. Della?
May.
Sit down, May.
Josie says I'm a privileged character.
Oh?
Having conference with my lawyer any time of the day or night.
Josie's feet must be bothering her.
Mm. Tell me about the party. Did Dory enjoy her presence? Was she happy? And, oh, just tell me everything.
Oh, it was a wonderful birthday party, May. The finest birthday party ever.
And Dory, did she...
She had a wonderful time.
I'm so glad.
She loved all her presents. Everything would have been just perfect if you'd been there. But the recording you made for her was almost as good.
Did she understand about the doll clothes?
Hmm?
I'm making new clothes for Manuel Jr., but they're not quite finished.
Yes, she understood. May...
Since you were sweet enough to stop by and tell me about it, tell me everything. How Dory looked, how Bill looked, and... What's the matter?
May...
Something is the matter. I can tell by the way... Mr. Mason...
Apt has subpoenaed Dory.
Subpoenaed?
She's to testify in court tomorrow morning.
Oh... At least the process server waited to come until after the ice cream.
I'll see her.
What?
Tomorrow morning. In just a few hours, I'll see her.
May.
Yes, you'll see her, all right.
I know what you're thinking, and you're right, but it is terrible. Dory has to appear in court.
For Dory's sake.
Well, of course.
I agree with you. I don't like it for your sake, either.
But, Mr. Mason, I'll see you.
May. We know that Apt might call Dory, and... Now that he has called her...
I'll get to see her.
You have to understand why he's called her, May.
It was not to give you pleasure.
Oh?
You have to understand and prepare yourself. Apt has subpoenaed Dory for the same reason that he'd call any other witness. He thinks Dory will help put you in the electric chair.
Mr. Mason. Yeah? Why, if anything, whatever Dory might say would help me.
You think so?
Dory was with me almost every minute, Mr. Mason. She hated Marcel Blanc. She hates Kitty.
Yes?
And Dory loves me.
Just as you love her.
Yes. Dory isn't flesh of my flesh, but our love has made us just that close.
May, you've missed the point.
Hmm?
Do you think Apt is a fool?
No, he's a man who... No. Whatever he is, he's not a fool.
Don't you think that Apt knows how Dory feels about you?
I don't want to think what you're thinking, Mr. Mason.
Well, that's too bad. Because, well, look, conducting your defense has been like walking a tightrope. Apt has thrown a lot of stuff at us, but we have managed to keep our balance.
Harry can answer most of Apt's evidence with our evidence, May.
Apt knows that as well as I do. He has got to knock us off the tightrope as fast as he can. Now, you love Dory. She loves you. But somebody you love can trip you just as quickly as somebody you hate.
You think Dory... You think Dory's going to trip me?
Apt is not a fool. He wants to knock us over. He's called Dory. You figure it out. Now, it's time to look a few facts in the face.
All right. May, we understand that Dory won't want to hurt you. It's all right. Go on, Mr. Mason.
Well, it's just after 9 o'clock, and there's plenty of time for us to go over the whole thing again.
Everything that's happened, May. Everything that Dory could have seen.
Well, I've already told you twice.
And those notes are typed and filed.
Well, then why...
We want you to tell us again, May. Go over it all again, then we'll take the new notes and compare them with the others.
You just might have left something out.
Mr. Mason, if you're so sure that Dory's testimony is going to hurt me, why bother with all this?
Why? Oh... I have been talking about what Mr. Apt wants, May, not what we want. What we want is to trip Mr. Apt. just as badly as he wants to trip us.
And he can be tripped, too. And by somebody that he loves. Who does he love?
Mr. Apt loves Mr. Apt. Now, Mr. Apt has had everything coming his way. I mean, everything he has wanted. But if we dig deep enough, I'll find something to throw at him and knock him off his tightrope. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Why the smile?
In spite of everything, I agree with Josie.
Hmm?
I am a privileged character. I'm going to see Dari in the morning.
Well, let's get to work.
Well, let me strike a match for you, my dear.
Hmm? Oh, thank you, Mr. Apt. Pour us another glass of bourbon.
No, thank you.
Hmm?
One glass is my limit tonight. Tomorrow's an important day in court.
Yeah. Do you care if...
One more, eh? But don't forget, tomorrow's important for you, too.
I won't forget.
You'll see your little daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't drink that too rapidly, my dear.
It's not strong enough to bother me.
Well.
Mr. Apt.
Hmm? Here, let me put the couch pillow behind you.
I don't want to lean back.
Oh?
Mr. Apt, do you have to put Dari on the stand? I mean, would they make you just because you subpoenaed her?
Why, no, I don't have to. Why?
Well, Dari was right there in that apartment with May Grant and me.
I know.
And, of course, Marcel was coming in all the time.
I know.
And May Grant hates me, Mr. Apt. She's hated me ever since she stole my baby. She hated me even more after she went with Marcel and me. You know why.
I know. So?
So, well, you can teach a dog to hate somebody.
What?
You could. You could teach a dog to hate somebody. And May Grant taught Dari just as hard as she knew how, Mr. Apt.
Oh.
Every chance she got, she made Dari hate me.
Oh, now, my dear.
But she did. I know she did.
Well, I understand.
And that's why I'm wondering...
Just what are you wondering, Mr. Collins?
About putting Dari on the stand. That brat kid hates me. I mean, she's learned to hate me.
It doesn't matter.
But
it doesn't matter.
You don't know what they've got her primed to say.
No.
Well, they can make her say awful things.
She won't get a chance to say them.
Huh?
She won't get a chance to say them. Listen, oh, wait.
Wait, where are you going?
Turn off the sentimental music. There's no place for sentiment in my thinking about Dari.
No? Change your mind about having more wine?
No, just a small glass. I've got to give you a blunt fact, my dear. Yes, a brutal fact.
Yeah?
And no matter how painful this fact is to you, it is my duty.
Let's have it.
Yeah. Now, you think of Dari as your child. Flesh of your flesh, the dearest person on earth to you.
Yeah, sure.
But I do not allow myself to feel that way.
You don't like her?
I neither like her nor do I dislike her. To me, she's a thing to use.
Oh.
A weapon.
Yeah, like a gun. That's what I'm saying. She might turn against
me. No.
You keep saying that,
because
but
I'm not worried. I know how to use my weapons, my dear. Now, this weapon has a safety.
Hmm?
Just that, a safety. Suppose the child doesn't react as I want her to. Suppose she does start giving unfortunate testimony.
Yeah.
I can always stop her. Now, I warn you, if I do have to stop her, it won't be pleasant for you. And it will be hard, oh, very hard on the little girl.
But you can do it.
I can do it, if it becomes necessary. I can smash her completely.
Yeah?
At any time I choose, I can make it impossible for her to continue. If it becomes necessary, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. What would you do? Would you make her sick or something like that?
Oh, not at all, not at all. Psychology, my dear. Psychology.
Oh. But you can stop.
Oh, yes. I hope. Oh, I do hope it won't become necessary. But no one, not even a child, can stand in the way of justice. You'll see, my dear, you'll see. When we see Dari in the morning.
Well, even if Perry Mason is successful, even if he does find a way to turn Dorry's testimony to May's advantage, Mr. Apt is confident that that is a situation he can handle, even if the handling is a little rough on the child named Dorry. But more of that tomorrow, so be sure to join us. It's almost 10 in the morning, and the day is lovely, bright, sunny. Even the grim and formal courtroom is a little warmer, more cheerful, with the sunlight coming through the windows. To May Grant, the day would be lovely even if the sky were gray with clouds. You see, May didn't sleep much last night, waiting for this day. And right now, as the guard leads her towards the defense table, as she sees her attorney...
Miss Mason... Mr. Mason?
Hello, May.
May. Well, what's that you've got in your hand?
My present for Dorry. Josie got me some paper to gift wrap it. And has Dorry come yet? Is she here?
Not yet, May.
Oh, I can't wait to see her.
Sit down, May.
I asked Josie to get pink ribbon, but all she could get was blue. Do you think blue's all right?
Oh, I'm sure the blue's fine.
I know her birthday was yesterday, but I didn't finish the doll clothes until... Well, I didn't sleep much last night.
Neither did we, May.
Oh, you went back to your office? You worked late?
It was worth it, May.
Worth? I'm sorry. I've been so full of waiting to see Dorry,
You forgot the warning we gave you.
Since you told me Dorry was going to testify, I haven't thought of anything but, you know.
Yes, we do.
Well, while we have a moment, I think we found something, May.
Oh?
I think we have found something in what you told us about Dorry and you in that apartment.
To use if Dorry should say anything, well, damaging.
Something to use anyhow. And, May, you'd better get set to hear Dorry say something damaging.
I suppose Mr. Apt will try to twist your words.
Depend on it, he will. And that's why... Yes. May, you won't see Dorry before she gets on the stand.
Not see... But... present.
You'll have to give it to her later.
But...
That's the way it will have to be, May.
I'm trying to understand, Mr. Mason. I know you know what's right, but... I've been so lonely for it. So, but if you say I can't...
Mr. Apt won't let you, May.
Oh. Oh, I see. I was being selfish and silly, wasn't I?
Oh, of course not. We are not.
Here they come.
Oh, look at her. Oh, look at her.
Yes, she's darling, May.
Do you think so? Do you really think so? She does. Oh, I can't help it. She does. And she's grown. She has. Just in these past few weeks. Oh, look at her. Look at Bill walking beside her, so proud. And so, she's seen me. She... Hello? Hello, darling. Hello, darling. Mommy sees you, darling. Mommy sees you. She's waving at me. She... Oh, they're turning the other way.
Thank you, Perry.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Here.
May.
No, don't say anything to her. Just give her the handkerchief.
Here you are, May.
Thank you.
She'll be all right in a minute, Chief. Dorry does look awfully sweet, doesn't she, Perry?
Mm-hmm. How does Apt look?
No, he's very sweet, too. You'd think that Dorry was his favorite niece. I'd just like to hear what he's saying to her.
Well, we'll all hear in just a moment. Della, talk to May, will you? See if she's straightened out.
Dorothy, look at the door over there. That's where the jury is coming in. And that's where the jury... See them? See those people who... Dorothy, I...
She waved at me. Did you see my mommy wave at me, Mr. Apt?
Yes, I saw her.
Couldn't I just...
Now, child, I explained.
But couldn't I just see her for a minute?
You can see her.
I mean, go...
You can see her.
Oh, all right.
Dorothy.
Yes, Mr. Apt.
You'd like to talk to your mommy very much, hmm? You'd like that? Like to go put your arms around her and kiss her?
Yes.
Then I'll tell you what.
Thank vacuum strapped. Thank you.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute.
But you said...
I said wait. Now, Dory, in just a minute, you're going to go up there and sit in that chair. The one with the steps going up to it.
Oh, my mommy.
Now, look at that chair, Dorothy. Now, Mr. Apt is going to make you a promise. If you sit in that chair like a big girl and answer the questions I'm going to ask you, then I promise you can kiss your mommy and hug her all you want.
You promise?
If you answer the questions like a good girl. Will you remember? Do you promise?
All right. I promise.
All right, child. Walk up to the chair with me. And hold my hand. You hold my hand. Yeah, that's right. Come, Dory. Come, don't make me pull you. Ah, that's my girl. Now up the steps. Here, let me help you.
I can do it.
Let me help you. There. Now, comfortable?
An awful big chair.
Yes. Oh, Your Honor, as you can see, this witness is a mere child. I must request that the room be silent. I don't want our little lady to be afraid. Don't be afraid, child.
I'm not afraid. Hello, Mommy.
Remember our promise, Dorothy. Now, since this child is of such tender years, I move that the oath not be administered.
No objection.
I shall merely see if... how old are you, Dorothy?
6 years old. I had a birthday yesterday.
You did? But tell all these nice people your name.
Dory?
No, all of your names.
Oh. Dorothy May Grant. Just like my mom.
Now, Dorothy, a big girl like you ought to know what the truth is.
What?
I say you should know that a good girl tells the truth, and only a bad girl tells lies.
Lies?
Well, don't you know it's bad to lie?
Well, I know it's bad to tell stories.
Ah.
Is a story a lie, Mr. X?
A story is a lie.
Oh.
Now, my dear, all these nice people want to hear some things about you.
They do?
Indeed, they do. For instance, who is your mommy, Dorothy?
Well, she's sitting right over there with Mr. Mason.
Oh, now, just a moment, child, just a moment. What is that lady's name?
Mommy.
No, no. What does Mr. Grant call her?
Daddy.
The man you call Daddy.
Oh. Well, he calls her darling.
No. What is her name?
Dorothy May Grant. Just like mine. I told you.
And now, my dear, do you know that lady over there in the black dress? Now, what's her name?
That's Mr. Carlo.
Mr. Carlo. And what did May Grant tell you to call Mr. Carlo?
Well, Mommy said to call her Mommy, too. I never could remember.
Did May Grant tell you that Mr. Carlo was your real Mommy?
But she...
Well,
she really...
for the sake of simplicity, we'll drop that for the moment.
All right.
Now, I'm going to ask you some questions about May Grant and you. Is that all right?
Uh-huh.
You'll answer me?
Uh-huh.
And tell the truth?
Yes.
You love May Grant, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Very much?
Lots and lots. I love you, Mommy.
Now, remember our promise.
Yes, Mr. Rat.
Now, Dorothy, even though you do love the woman you call Mommy, will you tell the truth?
What?
I mean, well, what if she had on a dress that you didn't like?
I like all her dresses.
Well, what if she got you a toy and you didn't like it? Would you tell her?
But I always do like the toys she gets me. And Daddy's, too.
But let's pretend, shall we? Let's pretend that she did get you a toy and you didn't like it. Now, do you understand?
You're just pretending.
Uh-huh. And if she asked you if you did like that toy, what would you tell her?
If I really didn't like it.
That's right. What would you say?
Well, I just have to say that I was sorry, but I didn't like it.
Ah. Then you'll tell us the truth, no matter if you hurt her feelings.
I have to tell the truth, Mr. Abt.
Well, of course you do, my dear. Of course you have to tell the truth. Do you know, Dorothy, you and I are going to be lovely friends. Lovely. Now, Dory, I'm going to start asking those questions.
Well, the day that started out so beautifully for May Grant seems to suit Prosecutor Apt as well. Unknown to Perry Mason, Apt has boasted that if Dory should start giving damaging testimony, he can always stop her, even if the stopping is hard on the child. Be sure to join us on Monday by all means, won't you?
Classic Streams.
This concludes another episode of Classic Streams. Thank you for listening.
Retro Radio Today does not claim ownership over copyrights to any radio shows on our podcasts. The work in this episode has been identified as being free of known restrictions under copyright law, including all related and neighboring rights. The show copyrights are believed to be expired.
Classic Streams.